We've seen the video. You're a little bit dubious, are you? I'm not. I'm WA Egg Farmer. It's a lady in Binningup. Made a rare find this week. She posted it on Facebook. She's cracked open the egg. Now, once she worked out something special inside, she sort of stuck the egg back together to be able to show people. And that's where you're a little bit dubious. But you'll speak to Blythe in just a moment. She'll be able to convince you. Anyway, she's cracked the egg open. Inside the egg is a yolk. Mm-hmm. Of the egg,
yeah,
and another egg shell inside, with another egg inside it.
Inside it.
I've never seen anything like that before. Has anybody else? Blythe Kalman joins us, Millsy, live from Binningup.
Yes, she's with the Runnymede Farm. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Very good. Have you ever seen such a thing before?
I haven't seen such a thing. We've been egg farmers for nearly 2 years now, and this is the first time we've had an egg inside an egg.
Right. Have you read about it?
I have subsequently read about it. And I did actually, there was a farmer in Queensland earlier this year who had a similar egg.
Right. Now, we've seen the vision.
Rare, but not unheard of.
We've seen the vision, and we see the cracked egg and the yolk and the egg, and you've put it back together in order to reenact it. Some would say, well maybe you just did that
happened, anyway. No, what happened, the egg was so big that our nesting boxes are quite high, and the chickens jump up, the young hens jump up to lay in them. So this hen had actually laid the egg on the mesh floor of her mobile housing, and so it was cracked then. So the egg wasn't actually opened when I cracked it.
Oh, okay.
It had been damaged in the laying process.
So there was a crack.
Because you can imagine.
Yeah, but you obviously knew something was up.
The same amount of shell.
You obviously knew something was up, Blythe, because you were going to film it. You did film it, so you could tell this was a little bit different to what you're used to seeing.
Definitely. For starters, it's about 3 times the size of a normal egg, and when you see that, there's definitely something odd. And then because it is damaged, the white had leaked out a little bit. Mm-hmm. So when I picked it up, I could feel something heavy inside it. So it was either going to be something pretty cool or pretty gross.
Wow.
In your research, Blythe, what's the phenomenon called? Has it got a technical name or is it just egg inside of egg?
Babushka egg comes up a bit.
Right. Babushka eggs, of course, because of the babushka dolls. Blythe, just hold the line for 1 second. Blythe is an egg farmer who's had this amazing discovery. Are you convinced now?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just wanted to clarify.
Out the back there a minute ago, you're going, it's a rod, it's a setup.
Well, it could be.
You've
got to be wary of these things. Craig, you've cracked one with a double egg as well, have you?
Calm down on air.
Absolutely, Baz. I buy eggs from the egg farm in Hazelmere on the old Midland Road, and I buy the super jumbos, the biggest ones I've got. And I got home and I cooked an egg, and when I opened it, there was another fully formed egg inside. It was about the size of a bantam egg. But it was absolutely fully formed, had a shell, and when I cracked it open, the egg inside, that is, it just had white. It had no yolk in it.
Wow. How long ago was that, Craig?
A couple of years ago. I actually took a photo of it, but I've since had my phone stolen. I've lost the photo.
Oh,
but that lady, she's telling me the truth, honestly.
Millsy's come around now. Yeah, he's all sweet now. Craig, thank you. Blythe, back to you. So 2 years running the, or as an egg farmer at Runnymede, which is funny, isn't it? Because you might have your eggs runny. What's it like in the business?
Business is great for us. So we run a pastured egg business. So the hens live in mobile housing and move around our farm. So it's a really high welfare system. The chickens are sort of living how people imagine free-range chickens should live.
Good.
And people love the eggs. You can taste the difference.
You can indeed.
Good on you, Blythe.
Well done. Thanks for coming on. And I hope you have an exacting day.
I'm glad we were able to convince the doubting Thomases like Millsy that this was real.
Exactly. Thank you,
real
Blythe.
But extraordinary.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Lovely.
You've got to be wary. You know, that's my job.
It's fascinating.